Gracias.
Thank you, President. I'm grateful to Mr. Filippo Grandi, High Commissioner of the United Nations for Refugees, for introducing his report. I take the opportunity to extend to you and him Peru's profound appreciation for the steadfast support that it receives from UNHCR, in particular for highly vulnerable cases whose number has spiked during the COVID pandemic. This global sanitary crisis has had devastating consequences for all countries, in particular in the developing world, which faces an unprecedented number of challenges, which as a result largely exceed national response capacities, as both at institutional and financial levels. Despite this, Peru, guided by its calling, its vocation of solidarity and humanitarianism, has nonetheless hosted over 1 million Venezuelan citizens and moreover has officially communicated that it is willing to host Afghan families that come to the country. This decision, which marks an important national effort, should be supported by actions geared towards marshalling international resources to meet the needs of the refugees and migrants that we host. The international community has shown signs of support, and we're very grateful for this. And this is shown by the outcomes of the second international donor conference in solidarity with Venezuelan refugees and migrants that was held in June under the auspices of the Canadian government and the IOM. But these achievements shouldn't divert our attention from the needs of host countries when we select intervention areas. The goal of this joint action should be a more efficient distribution of resources, more equitable, more timely distribution, which addresses the priorities and meets the efforts of the countries concerned. Mass migration to Peru will not stop. Therefore, it continues to be crucial to commit greater resources to provide attention to the basic needs of migrants and refugees in my country over the next year. It's calculated that around 1,000 people per day entered Peru irregularly during the pandemic, which highlights the fact that human mobility is ongoing. In that regard, and calling on the principle of solidarity, we must reiterate that humanitarian crises and the migratory phenomena they generate are a shared responsibility. Therefore, the international community must support the efforts of the host countries consistent with the principles and standards of international law. Now, the difficulties that we face are clear. However, our commitment to the rights of refugees has not been shaken. Therefore, I urge donor countries, UNHCR and other competent international organizations to redouble their efforts to ensure that the fate and proportionality of non-reimbursable funds is commensurate to the load, the responsibility that each country assumes. We have every confidence that these resources will be used to meet the priority needs that the host countries themselves have established. In conclusion, I reiterate Peru's commitment to continue working to find solutions to the many challenges that face Venezuelan migrants and refugees, while we reiterate our call to partners and to other stakeholders, in particular to UNHCR, since their role is undoubtedly crucial in this undertaking. Thank you.